har Johnny Tavilla. Jayani lo prema dana karuna prachu. Brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy. Where is such a personality as Srinivasacharya gone? Where are my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Garanga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Garanga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Garanga, accompanied by all of these devotees, in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps. So being the disappearance day of the Vaishnava Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Srila Gadadhar Das Pandit. We'll also sing Jai Radha Madhava, which was written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yeah. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Janavalaba Giri Vadadhari Sopi Janavalaba Giri Vadadhari Jajana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana His divine grace back Gorka Shardas Babaji Maharaj ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki jai. Amacharya Shiva Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem Sikahoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda ki jai. Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakundi Radha Kundi Giri Guvidam ki jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Mayapur Navadvip Dham ki jai. Tirubhav Mahotsav Shula Bhakti no Thakur ki jai. Shula Gadad Har Pandit Gosami ki jai. All glories to Sambal Devotees. All glories to Sambal Devotees. All glories to Sambal Devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Granga. All glories to Shula. Today, we're going to read a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita first, I guess. Where we are?
157.
Which one? 157?
That's the beginning.
157. Oh, yes. Actually, 156 goes along with this. These two verses, 156 and 157, these are written in the temple at Mathura. Dhanastan Temple, Keshava Temple, Adi Keshava. Keshavji is named here. These are four important deities, Keshav Dev, Govinda Dev, Hari Dev, and Bala Dev. Four Deva DVDs of Vrajamandal. These two verses, Maturasya Kaila Vishramti Tirtasnan, Dhanastani Keshava Deki Kalila Pranam. Premananda Nache Gaya Sagana Hunkar Prabhura Premavesha Deki Loke Chamatkar. Very nice verses. They're written in the temple there in, what do they call, Devanagari script, Hindi script, even though they're Bengali. So Lord Chaitanya came to Mathura and he took bath at Vishranti Tirtha, and then he went to the Janmastani Keshava Deki. He went to the birthplace of Lord Krishna and saw Keshava. 500 years ago, Keshava was there. He got moved one place near Kanpur, and from that place, I think we went one time, but we went a second time, and they told us the deity had been kidnapped and no one knew where he was anymore. just, I think within 5-10 miles from that place also, Haridev was there. He was there the second time we went. We had a nice picture. So, translation for 157 is, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, danced, and made loud vibrations, all the people were astonished to see his ecstatic love. Text 158. Eka vipra pare prabhu charana dariya prabhu sange nitya kare prema vishtahaya. Stand together. One brahmana fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then began to dance with him in ecstatic love. Text 159, everybody together. Dumhe preme nitya kare pare kola kuli Hare Krishna kaha dumhe bale bahu kuli. Both of them danced in ecstatic love and embraced one another. Raising their arms, they said, chant the holy names of Hari and Krishna. Loka hari hari bale kola hale hoela Keshava sevaka prabhute mala parayela. All the people then began to chant, Hari, Hari, and there was a great uproar. The priest in Lord Keshava's service offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a garland. Text 161. Loke kahe prabhu deki haya vishmaya ayakehena prema lokika kabo naya. When the people saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and chanting, they were struck with wonder, and they all said, such transcendental love is never an ordinary thing. 62. Jahara darshani loke premima kahaya hase kandinati raya krishna namalaya. The people said, simply by seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone is maddened with love of Krishna. Indeed, everyone is laughing, crying, dancing, chanting, and taking the holy name of Krishna. 163. Sarvata nishchita iho Krishna avatar Mathura aila lokera karite nisar. Certainly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, in all respects, the incarnation of Lord Krishna. Now he has come to Mathura to deliver everyone. 164. Tabe maha prabhu se brahmane laya tahare pichila pichu nibrite vasya. After the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took aside the brahman, sitting in a solitary place, the Lord began to question him. 165. Arya sarala tuni vrida brahmana tahare pichila pichu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are an elderly brahmana, you are sincere and you are advanced in spiritual life. Where from have you gotten this transcendental opulence of ecstatic love for Krishna? 166. Vipra kahe Sripada Sri Madhavendra Puri Brahmite Brahmite Aila Mathura Nagari. The brahmana replied, His Holiness Srila Madhavendra Puri came to the city of Mathura while he was on tour. 167. While at Mathura, Sripad Madhavendra Puri visited my house and accepted me as a disciple. He even took lunch at my home. 168. Gopala prakata kari seva kaila mahasaya ajatiya kaha seva govardhani haya. After installing the deity Gopal, Sri Madhavendra Puri rendered him service. That very deity is still being worshipped at Govardhan Hill. Now he's at Nathdwar. The city is named after him, Nathji. They call him Nathji. Mostly he's Srila Prabhupada, in one place, he says that the court, they had some court case apparently, and they ascertained, the verdict came in that this deity is actually a Gaudiya Vaishnava deity because he was established, re-established by Madhavendra Puri. But now he's under the care of the Vallabha Sampradaya, and he's one of the most famous, one of the most popular deities of Krishna in India, along with Balaji and Tirupati. 169. How many verses we're doing? 179?
Yeah. 179? Oh, you don't
have to. Huh?
You don't have to.
Don't have to?
You want to hear about funerals
also. Huh?
You want to hear also about funerals.
Yeah.
Well, I can't stop in the middle, no.
Okay.
I don't know.
As you wish.
I don't know. Where are we? 169. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard about Madhavendra Puri's relationship with the Brahmana, he immediately offered obeisances at his feet. Becoming fearful, the Brahmana also immediately fell at the Lord's feet. 170. Prabhu kahe tumi guru ami shishya prai guru aya shishya namaskar na jujai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You are on the platform of my spiritual master and I am your disciple. Since you are my spiritual master, it is not befitting that you offer me obeisances." Sunya vishmita vipra kahe baya pai. Upon hearing this, the Brahmin became afraid. He then said, "Why do you speak like this? You are a sannyasi." 172. Kintu tamara prema deki mani anumani. Madhavendra Purira Sambandha Dara Jani. Upon seeing your ecstatic love, I can just imagine that you must have some relationship with Madhavendra Puri. This is my understanding. 173. Krishna Prema Tahan Jahan Tahara Sambandha Tahan Vina E Prema. This kind of ecstatic love can be experienced only when one has a relationship with Madhavendra Puri. Very important to read. This kind of ecstatic love can be experienced only when one has a relationship with Madhavendra Puri. Without him, even a scent of such transcendental ecstatic love is impossible. 174. Tabe Bhattacharya Tare Sambandha Kahila Suni Anandita Vikra Nachiketa Jila. Balabhadra Bhattacharya then explained the relationship between Madhavendra Puri and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After hearing this, the Brahmana became very pleased and began to dance. 175. Tabe Vipra Prabhure Laya Arimandha Apana Ikaya Prabhu Nana Siva Kare. The Brahmana then took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home and out of his own free will began to serve the Lord in various ways. 176. Bhiktalagi Bhattachari Karaya Vandan Tabe Mahaprabhu Hasi Balila Vachan. He asked Balabhadra Bhattacharya to cook Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lunch. At that time, the Lord, smiling, spoke as follows. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Madhavendra Puri has already taken lunch at your place. Therefore, you may cook and give me the food. That is my instruction." Text 178 from Bhagavad Gita. Yad yad atarki sristas tattari vitarojana sayat pramanam kurute lokas tadanavartate. Whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. This is a quotation from Bhagavad Gita 3.21. So responsively, Yadyapi sanodaya haya saita brahman. Yadyapi sanodaya haya saita brahman.
Yadyapi sanodaya haya saita brahman.
Sanodaya gare sanyasi na kare bojan.
Sanodaya gare sanyasi na kare bojan.
Sanodiya gare sannyasi na kare bojan.
Sanodiya gare sannyasi na kare bojan.
Chant.
Yadapi samariya hayase tatama.
Yadapi sanodiya hayase tatama.
Sanodiya gare sannyasi na kare bojan.
Sanodiya gare sannyasi na kare bojan. Yajapi samadhiya haya seita brahma.
Sanodiya
gare sannyasina kare bhojana. Ladies.
Yajapi
samadhiya
haya
seita
brahma.
Yajapi samadhiya haya seita brahma. Yajapi sanadiya haya
seita
brahma.
Sanodiya
gare sannyasina kare bhojana. Yajapi, although Sanodiya, a priest of the Sanodiya community, haya was seita, that brahmana, brahmana, Sanodiya gare, in the house of a Sanodiya goldsmith, sannyasi, a person in the renounced order of life, Nakari Bhojan, does not accept food. Translation purport by Srimati Srila Prabhupada. The brahmana belongs to the Sanodiya brahmana community, and a sannyasi does not accept food from such a brahmana. Purport. In northwestern India, Vaishyas are divided in various subdivisions. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out that they are divided as Agarwal, Kalayar, and Sanoyada. These are still there? The second and third? I don't know. Agarwal is very famous.
They're famous, but...
But what about the others? You know the others?
Yeah.
How do the pronunciation nowadays?
Kalayara?
Kalawar.
Huh?
Kalawar?
Yeah.
Kalawar and...
Sanra.
All right. Out of them, the Agarwals are supposed to be first-class Vaishyas, and the Kalwars and the Sanyars are considered lower due to their occupational degradation. The Kalwars generally take wine and other intoxicants. Although they are Vaishyas, they are considered to belong to a lower class. The priests who guide the Kalwars and the Sanyars are called Sanodiya Brahmanas. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that the word Sanoyara in Bengal indicates Suvarna Bunik. In Bengal, there are priests who guide the Suvarna Bunik community, who is a famous Suvarna Bunik? Anybody besides Brahm? Huh?
Udarandatta.
Yeah. Srila Prabhupada belonged to that community,
yeah,
huh?
He
claims it. In Bengal, there are priests who guide the Suvarna Bunik community, which is also considered a low class. There is little difference between Sanodiya and the Suvarna Bunik. Generally, the Suvarna Buniks are bankers dealing in gold and silver. In Western India, the Agarwals also belong to the banking profession. This is the original business of the Suvarna Vanik or Agarwala community. Historically, the Agarwalas came from the upcountry named Ayodhya, and the Suvarna Vanik community also came from Ayodhya. It appears that the Suvarna Vaniks and the Agarwalas belong to the same community. The Sanodiya Brahmanas were the guides of the Kalodhara and Sanodhara. They are therefore considered to be lower class brahmanas, and a sannyasi is not allowed to take alms or food from them. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted lunch cooked by a Sanodiya brahmana simply because he belonged to Madhavendra Puri's community. Srila Madhavendra Puri was the spiritual master of Ishwar Puri. who was the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, a spiritual relationship is established on the spiritual platform without consideration of material inferiority or superiority. Amagyanatimarandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshurun militantena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano vishtam stapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam tatati swapadantikam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prastaya bhutale srimati bhakti vedanta swaminiti namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Kucharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dishitarani Pancha Kalpa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Bhaktivinodaya Satchidananda Namani Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupanu Kapanayate. So Prabhupada quotes here Guru Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the purport. Anyway, this is nice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has finally arrived in Braj Mandal here. They have a nice celebration every year at Amyanimai Temple that's taken care of by Vishvambhara Goswami and his family. Padmanabha Goswami. Vishvambhara was Srila Prabhupada's friend. His son, Padmanabha Goswami, and Padmalochan Goswami are there now. They have a nice festival there. They feed the Vaishnavas. On this day, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in Mathura, and there are as many different classes of living entities, particularly it's described in the scriptures that how in India everyone takes birth exactly according to their karma like that. So some different classifications are described here, but in the purport, Srila Prabhupada again is quoting Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one time he visited Mathura and he had some encounter with some dacoit-like group, and he got them taken care of. So the disappearance and appearance of the Vaishnavas is just like that of the Supreme Lord. They're not as described yatasa mitri barato yatasan karshanadaya. Just as the Supreme Lord advents himself in this world, we call prakat and aprakat. Sometimes these are Vaishnavas is called avirbhav and tirubhav. They're manifest to our vision and sometimes unmanifest, but there's not any distinction. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote a nice verse that was put in the Samadhi tomb of Haridas Thakur, that he really reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas ever die, while thou art living still and sound. Vaishnavas die to live, and living spread the holy name around. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's living still and sound. We have so many of his songs. We were chanting, Srila Prabhupada instituted chanting Jaya Radha Madhava before his classes. This is written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So many songs are there. So Vaishnavas are still living in sound. And moreover, just as Krishna is just like the sun, sometimes it sets from our vision and sometimes it appears before our vision. So similarly, the Supreme Lord, his devotees also sometimes appear before our vision and sometimes disappear. It's not that they're appearing or disappearing. It's just that before our vision, a prakat means they're manifest, not, and similarly unmanifest. But the Vaishnavas always continue on with their activities. There's a Bengali saying about how the threshing machine, no, it's going on, whether it's here or there, or your karma, wherever you go, if you go to the west or the east like that, doesn't matter, you're going to take what's going. So similarly, the Vaishnavas, wherever they go, what is that? Sadhuva, Marava, Jivava, Marava. That doesn't matter, a Vaishnava lives or dies, his same business will be there. The Vaishnavas are engaged. Vaishnavas die to live, and living, he spreads the holy name of the Lord. He's preaching Krishna consciousness always. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a great preacher in the Krishna consciousness movement. He was instrumental. Srila Prabhupada said that it was very significant that he sent his first English book to the West on the same year that Srila Prabhupada appeared, 1896. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent one small booklet to the Western world. Srila Prabhupada took that as very significant. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had these contributions that he wrote so many books. He wrote so many books, very important books on the science of Krishna consciousness, Jiva Dharma, Shri Chaitanya, Shikshamrita, very big books like that. And his song books, very wonderful songs that give the whole teachings of all the Vedic conclusions are in a nutshell in his songs. They give very complete understanding of whole Krishna consciousness movement. What is that? That sambandha abhideyan prayojan. How the living entities related with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what his duties are in that relationship. And he also gives very nice songs about what is that perfection of that activities of Krishna in relationship with Krishna, when the devotee is perfect in his relationship with Krishna. Gopinath, Mama Nevedana Suno. And it's very interesting that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur disappeared on the same day as Srila Gadadhar Pandit Goswami's disappearance. Srila Gadadhar Pandit Goswami is the internal energy, the supreme the Shakti, the personification of Krishna's original energy, Shakti, Shakti, Matayara, Abheda. And similarly, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his prayer that we say to him, Gaura Shakti Surupaya, that he's the personification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shakti. Shakti, the energy, the and Rupanuga variety. He's the greatest of Varaya means topmost follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Rupa Goswami. Rupanuga. Rupa Goswami, Anuga means the follower. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's also credited with the finding out the, in conjunction with Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, establishing the original, the exact location of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth, appearance. So that was seen by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He had his house at Godrumdweep, which is just across the Jalangi River, or the from Mayapur, the ISKCON Center. We had many times a nice opportunity to visit that place. And at that place, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also established the temple of a deities of Gaur Gadadhar. He has, in his Godruma Bhajan Opadesh, he glorifies the relationship. Actually, in one place, I think it was in London, Srila Prabhupada also mentioned about how these deities can be established. Gaur Gadadhar, he mentions like that, and Gaur Nityananda. Generally, I don't know in ISKCON, at least in any of the main ISKCON centers, I don't know if we have any deities of Gaur Gadadhar. Some of the sannyasis have. So the ISKCON temple has, where? In Bengal? Where?
Australia.
Huh? Australia?
Prabhupada installed.
Prabhupada installed Gaur Gadadhar? Really?
Gaurakesava was there.
Oh, very interesting.
He's the one.
Australia, which place?
Sydney
temple. Sydney? Interesting. So this is very interesting because there's some special relationship between Gaur and Gadadhar, because one time it's mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat that one time when they were dancing in kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practically fainted, and he was held in the arms of Nityananda Prabhu. And Gadadhar Pandit, who was witnessing, he became very much astonished that, oh, this is, seems like it's called he says that this is kind of a reversal of roles. Because generally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, takes sometimes rest on the coils of the Ananta Shesh, who is incarnation Nityananda Prabhu is. Seeing Nityananda on the lap of Gaurasundar, Gadadhar became astonished. Rather than Nityananda carrying and serving Gaurasundar, Gaurasundar held Nityananda. Nityananda fell unconscious. I'm sorry. So in this way, it's described in the purport. Gadadhar knows the glories of Nityananda, and Nityananda knows the mind of Gadadhar. It says in the purport, actually, that was the verse. Nityananda prabhavera gyata gadadhar, Nityananda gyata gadadharera antar. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Gadadhar is Gaurasundar's most confidential energy, therefore he knows the wonderful glories of Gaura's servant, Nityananda. And then he says, Nityananda also more or less knows the mind of Gadadhar. There are some very also, in Navadvip, there's very nice pastime how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was described, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unfit for worshiping the deity. You know how that was happened? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to, after he took initiation from Ishwarpuri, he accepted that role as the servant of his servant. He came back to Navadvip and he became so full of ecstatic love. It's described that when he sat down to worship Lord Vishnu after taking his bath, his clothing and entire body became soaked with tears of ecstatic love. And then it's described, he would then go out, change his cloth, and return to worship Vishnu. Then his cloth would again become soaked with tears of love, and he would again go out and cleanse himself. In this way, he would simply continue to change his clothes, as described. And because of ecstatic love, he was unable to offer any worship to Vishnu. So at that time, he told Sheshe Gadadhara Prati Balilen Vaka, Tumi Vishnu Puja Mora Nahika Ise Bhagya. Eventually he told Gadadhar, you worship Vishnu, I am not fortunate enough. And the purport says that whenever Sri Gaurasundar tried to worship Lord Vishnu according to the Pancharatika process, he failed every time to show proficiency in the process of archan because he was intoxicated by ecstatic love. Being repeatedly unsuccessful in worshiping the deity, he eventually instructed the responsibility of worshiping the deity of Krishna to Srila Gadadhar Pandit. So, and this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awarded the service of Gopinath to Sri Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, and Gadadhar continued to worship Gopinath in the forest of Toti Gopinath at Sri Purushottam Kshetra, and he accepted disciples according to the regular principles. Gadadhar Pandit accepted many disciples as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't take that role. I think in one place, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he mentions that this is simply to show that he's not some type of, just an ordinary type of spiritual master, because he's spiritual master of all living entities. So it says, as a result of worshiping the deity of Lord for hundreds of lifetimes, a living entity develops love for chanting the holy names of the Lord. But one should not consider Srila Gadadhar as such an ordinary living entity forced to accept the fruits of his karma. Rather, one should accept him as most dear to Mahaprabhu. So, in the same, following in the footsteps of Srila Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also established, he worshipped these deities. They were brought one time to Vrindavan by, what is his name? Fakir Mohan? What's his name? He had, he was taking care of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's deities, Radha Madhava, that he found in the ancestral home of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Choti Gram. And just to give some kind of, sometimes we give so many types of classes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so many of you have heard the different pastimes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's lifetime, defeating the imposter Bhishikeshane, and this, and how he wrote so many books and established Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. He also, one thing that was pointed out, that he introduced a very unique system of preaching Krishna consciousness. He established, particularly Rupa Goswami's, this was called Yukta Vairagya, how to utilize everything. He established his printing books before that. So many books were handwritten in the Vaishnav culture. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had hard time finding even Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. It was very difficult to even find such books. So he also wrote commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He printed these books, and he established, of course, he had large family. Sometimes they say 10 or 13 children like that. Out of those, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was one. And he instilled in this his son this great utility of the printing press in the service of the Lord, which was later called the Brihad Madranga. But anyway, there's interesting description. I was looking here about his acceptance of Babaji Vesh, the dress of a Babaji. This was described by one of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's principal disciples, Sundarananda Vijayanod. It says, one day in 1908, the Thakur was following the Babaji as he went from the Thakur's house in Godramadweep to the boat ghat where he would cross the Ganges and go to Navadweep. As he followed him, Bhaktivinoda Thakur repeatedly asked him to give him initiation into the renounced order of life as a Babaji. We have in our disciplic succession, we have Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But here we see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was requesting Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj for initiating him into the Babaji line. Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj felt that he was very fallen and unqualified, seeing the Thakur as his spiritual master, and thus with great humility he refused to become the Thakur's Vaishya Guru. Soon after this, the Babaji, by mystic intuition, could understand that Thakur was very determined and was coming to Navadvipa to ask him again. In order to avoid him, the elderly Babaji went to the house of a prostitute near a marketplace in Navadvipa and sat on her veranda for a while. He reasoned that if he had gone anywhere else, including the Ganges, he would have been discovered by the Thakur, but he would never be found in the house of a prostitute, for the Thakur would never enter such a place. Meanwhile, the Thakur, not finding Babaji Maharaj, could understand his uneasiness, and so he returned to Godruma. Babaji Maharaj then came out of hiding and went to the Radharaman Gardens, where he began to laugh uproariously. When questioned by a devotee who was present as to why he was laughing so much, he replied, "Today I have outwitted Kedarnath Babu. I sat in that Mataji's house over there, and not being able to find me, Kedarnath Babu returned home." A few days later, the Thakur sent one of his sons to Navadvipa to bring Babaji Maharaj to Swananda Sukada Kunj. The Babaji agreed to come, and after a few days' stay, he consented to initiate the Thakur as a Babaji. According, this is, I guess, is very similar to how Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj initiated Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that he felt himself in very humble state of mind. Amanina manadina. Gaurakishore Das Babaji felt unqualified to initiate them, but that is their pastime. So according to Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj's direction, the Thakur in his presence put on the old loincloth and Bahirbas begging apron of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji, his Siksha Guru, who had departed from the world some years earlier. By his verbal consent and his physical presence as a witness, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj became the Vaish Guru of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. So in this way, after taking the renounced order of life, he accepted some disciples, and soon after 1910, it was described that after feeling a strong desire to become fully absorbed in the spiritual plane, the Thakur shut himself up in Bhakti Bhavan, Jagannath Puri, in 1910, so that he could remain uninterruptedly engaged in the divine service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Feigning paralysis before the eyes of common people, he entered into a state of total samadhi, spiritual trance. That was in 1910. On June 23rd, 1914, the sun began its southern course. It was the same day that Gadadhar Pandit, the incarnation of Srimati Radharani, had left the world some 450 years before. Precisely at noon, the Thakur entered the eternal pastimes of the Lord, far beyond the vision of the conditioned souls of this world. Jai Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai, Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur Gadadhar Pandit Das Goswami ki jai. So, sorry, we have no time properly. So then, if anyone has any questions or comments, someone, yes.
Thank you. It was really interesting class. I was wondering, when we hear, yeah. when we hear about this DT's disappearance, this being kidnapped, or court cases, all those things. So I'm asking from the point of view of someone who's practicing devotion, is that something we can see as Krishna manifest or not manifest? Or it looked like in Bhaktivinoda Kura time he fought to manifest like the exact place. And if you can comment.
We understand that not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Supreme Lord. Maya jakshena prakriti suyate saracharacharam. It characharam means the moving and unmoving. Doesn't matter. Everything is under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Even the unmoving, what to speak of the moving. Everything is working under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, of course, that does not mean that we make some mistake that we can say that this is Krishna's will. Or if we have some court cases, these are not appreciated by Srila Prabhupada. The court cases that went on in the Gaudiya Math, fighting over the temples and the printing presses, they sold the printing press to pay for the court case. So this is not, the Vaishnavas do not say that this is the will of the Lord. This is your nonsense, but Krishna is sanctioning. Upadrashtanumantascha. The Krishna is the witness and the permitter. He permits you to perform all your nonsense in this world, the conditioned souls. He gives them opportunity. Like they say, give enough rope and hang himself, or no? How's that go? So, everything is working under the Supreme Lord, but we don't have to blame the Lord for our mistakes. Court cases are not part of Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna consciousness is based on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Anything else? That's pretty good.
Prabhu, what would have been the name of the book that he sent in 1896?
Sorry?
The name of the book, the first book he sent to the West in 1896?
Oh, what is it? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Life and Precepts?
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Yes?
Okay.
Thank you.
And Shanga Thakur has some more time.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Guru. Those three different names are Agarwal. Are they family names, or are they divisions of Vaishyas, or both?
Yeah, they use them as their surnames. Agarwal in particular, like that. And the others are, I don't know. I don't. Agarwal is very famous. I think
Kishore used to be here.
Yeah, Kishore is
Agarwal.
Okay. Madhumateha? Yeah, there's a few. Very famous. Almost like Smiths.
Bonnie also.
Huh?
Bonnie also, Prabhu. The Gorakshi Gorakshi is husband.
Yeah?
Their last name is Bonnie.
Bonnie, yeah. So from some Suvarna Bonnie, yeah, like that? You know? Okay. Yeah, name in India, you can understand so much like that. You can what family they're coming from. Srila Prabhupada, of course, this is kind of an impetus actually for this caste system that you're Agarwal, all you're Vaishya, but not. This is the perverted vision. Srila Prabhupada pointed out that you're born in the family of doctors or lawyers. That doesn't make you a doctor or a lawyer. You can't. You have to go to your go to your school and get qualified. Yeah, my father was a brain surgeon. Are you gonna let? Can I operate on you? No. No. So the perversion is there, but of course, Vedic culture was there that generally a son of a Brahmin became qualified. But qualification was yata kanchan, no, what is that? Yasya yal lakshanam proktam pumsa varana vivyanjakam. That you have to see what is the qualification, qualities of person. That was the proper way to understand. All right, after.
I was thinking, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's a family man with so many children. He was in the court, I mean, he got maintained by the court in his life. It's not that he didn't like court, he was working for the court. but Prabhupada gave one opinion to Madhusudan Prabhu that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so renounced, he was more renounced than so-called sannyasi like ourselves. Even Prabhupada considered himself his so-called sannyasi to Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a householder. But he was more renounced than Prabhupada claimed, it, more than himself. Can you elaborate, give a little highlight on that? Because a lot of devotees here in this community are grihasthas.
I have actually, they called me in. I mean, there's so much to say of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You can read his daily schedule. He hardly slept a couple of hours a day. I think maybe it's just here.
I remember another thing Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Actually, many places he said, how do you know which is illusion and which is reality? Yes. And he checked it by his japamala, if he's chanting.
If what?
Japamala, chanting.
Yeah.
Because he was kidnapped by Jamaraj and Narad Muni. So he was thinking also in that pastime, is this hallucination or is it illusion or is it real? But then he, hearing his own chanting, Hare Krishna, then he said, this is real, this must be not. And then he found himself in the middle of the cloud. So many cases in Kulin Gram also. So this is a nice thing for us. If we are chanting, then we are not, we are in reality, seeing reality.
Oh, that's long, long description, the daily schedule. He used, his daily schedule is similar to Srila Prabhupada. And the description of the six Gosamis, Nidrahara, Vihara, Kadi, Vijito. They gave up, conquered over Nidra, Ahara, the sleep. Ahara means, I guess, sex life, huh? Ahara, kari, vijito. Eating, ahara. Yes. So they conquered over these things by their Krishna consciousness, always engaged 24 hours in the service of the Lord. Under 22 at least, if you want to count from the external vision. 21, 22 hours they were engaged. Again, Vaishnavas die to live and living spread the holy name around. So we're...
He slept mostly 8 to 11, and Prabhupada slept mostly 9 to 12.
Yes.
It's almost same.
And they would take a nap in the in the afternoon, or I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur took even in the morning. Like that. Okay. Shilabhaktivinoda Thakur ki.
Yeah.
Shilagadadra Pandit.